You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia. We strive to provide perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media. If you'd like to know more about us, check out our website at cjsf.ca.
Hello, 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 and welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus and community radio station here at Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, BC, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories. My name is Nicole Hines, and I'm back for another episode of Beats and Eats, happening every Thursday from 1 to 2, and during the hour, I chat about food. Sometimes you'll hear interviews from dope artists, and you'll hear sometimes stories about food security, as well as food events. Plus, I play dope beats that I'm loving throughout the show. Now that we are in the month of March, my vibes are getting a bit higher because it's the month where we actually say goodbye to winter and hello to spring. Summer is my favorite season, but spring is also top on the list. And this year I am vibing even higher because I just heard that BC residents will be changing our clocks for the last time ever on Sunday, March 8th. So yes, we will lose an hour, but we won't have to switch back and forth again. So when I think November rolls around, we won't have to do a thing. Another reason why I am vibing this month is because it's the month where we celebrate International Women's Day, also on Sunday, March 8th. And this day has celebrated the achievements of women for over 100 years. And to celebrate, I am going to head to the Vancouver Art Gallery on Sunday for the International Women's Day March. That's going to be happening from 12 to 3 this year, because there happens to be a theme every year. And this year, the theme is going to be Give to Gain. And that encourages a mindset of generosity, collaboration, which I'm super big on, and shared progress. As a way to celebrate women, I'm going to play some dope beats from female artists that I stumbled on in the CJSF digital library. And all of the tracks that you're going to hear in set number one, I feel like it's going to be the vibe for the whole show, but definitely in set number one, I feel like the tracks are screaming spring. The tracks are just, yeah, it's just get you in the mood, feel the sun, all the things. So let's take a listen.
Drinking milk by the cup, I'd watch Jenny Jones. headphones on. Don't think he had a clue. Most of the notes were wrong, but what a comfort.
Breaking up, but I'm hanging on, I'm hanging on. Intravenous on Wednesdays from 10 to 11 a.m. for music and talk radio about all things, all genders. Discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through an intersectional feminist lens, our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemony. Intravenous, every Wednesday morning from 10 to 11, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours.
You've probably heard the old saying, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. Well, it's a very old saying, and it's gone through some changes over the years. The phrase first pops up in a 7th century Aramaic proverb. Better is a sparrow held tight in the hand than 1,000 birds flying about in the air. An English book from the 15th century had this version. It is more certain a bird in your fist than to have three in the sky above. 100 years later, there was another old English saying, better one bird in hand than 10 in the wood. In each era, the pragmatic wisdom is clear. Hold on to the sure thing rather than taking a gamble on something better. The old saying eventually made it to Pennsylvania, where there's a town named Bird in Hand. Legend has it that when two road surveyors in the early 1700s were trying to decide whether to stay the night where they were working or head back to Lancaster, one cited the bird in hand proverb. They decided to stay, and the place was named Bird in Hand. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. This episode is brought to you by Wild Delight Bird Food, which aims to support wild bird populations with clean, nutritious ingredients in every blend. Available at Chewy.com.
Hello, hello, hello. I am back, and I hope this first set had you feeling like, you know, sun rays are, you know, beaming down on your face, you're out frolicking in a meadow or something like that, because it was a vibe. Let's go through who we heard in this set. Starting off was Winnipeg artist Begonia with Kingsford Avenue, and I love this track because I used to watch Maury Povich and Jenny Jones and all the things back in the day, so it was very nostalgic. After that, we have Calgary-based artist Kinde with her track Hanging On. If you had been listening to this time slot a few months ago, where I was hosting, you might have heard an interview that I did with Kinde. And then to end out this set, we had Glasgow, Scotland artist Rebecca Vasment. And in this track, Emily Boyd was also featured, and the song was called Sun Song. So how fitting. Now I want to share some deets about an event that has already started. And it looks absolutely amazing, especially for folks like myself who love the food. The event is called the Bite of Burnaby Food Festival. It's an annual dining festival that's been around since 2021. The festival started at the beginning of the month, so March 1st, and it runs for the full month, ending on March 31st, and the city gets transformed into a food lover's paradise. So during this time, participating restaurants, they will open their doors to patrons, offering a unique opportunity to try delicious dishes. You'll find the dining spots to either be fine dining or cozy mom and pop eateries. There's just going to be a great variety. And the beauty about this festival is that accessible pricing is really one of the main attractions. So restaurants are offering special menus, combos, and deals with prices ranging from as low as $10. Can I get a what for that? And up in upwards of $60. So still, I mean, you know, if you want to have a really fancy night, $60 isn't too outrageous either. So if you do want more information, I encourage you to head over to biteofburnaby.ca. I will ensure that I include the link to the site in the show notes. The beauty about when you go to the site is that you can see all the participating food establishments in one spot. And let me tell you, there are a lot of spots participating. There are like 9 pages of options, and you can search in various different ways. You can search either for the neighborhood in Burnaby, or you can even search by type of cuisine. So there was an option to search for Caribbean spots. Of course, I immediately tried that search. Unfortunately, this year there aren't any participating spots under that type of cuisine. However, there are still so many other choices to choose from like Chinese to Brazilian, Thai to Italian, and just like so much more. So trust you will find, I'm sure, some amazing options to indulge in. So I'm really looking forward to, I'm going to spend some time on the site, see what's guaning, and see what I might want to check out. Now I'm going to get back into more music. I have another set of dope female artists, so let's get into it and get into that spring energy.
And she bought a loft and she moved to Compton, then moved to Spain. She does this often, I'm trying to soften the inner clothes and her shirts and her blue-brown jeans. Riding a sauce and her name is Blossom. She bought a boat just so that her folks can't enjoy the scene. Her mind is woke and she's trying to smoke and I'm trying to float because the clothes bought a body on me. Come back Tuesday, take my things back to my hometown, let them hold that.